Robbie Anthony is a transgender woman who operates two companies in downtown Spokane. There is Praxis Coworking, that's a place in the Holly Mason building where entrepreneurs can rent space and other business-related amenities. And there's Firedove Technology, a web design and marketing firm.
I'm running because I want to bring a sense of fiscal responsibility to the county.
Anthony points to the county's need to cut several million dollars to balance its budget this year. She also complained about the condition of some of the county's roads.
One of the things I think is happening is that there's a lot of groupthink, and I want to bring a different voice to the Board of Commissioners, which will hopefully, with that diversity of ideas, we can come to more comprehensive and effective solutions.
Though Anthony has no experience as an elected official, she believes her time in the private sector qualifies her to serve in government.
I've been creating enterprises for the last 10 years. I've certainly been very industrious, a quick learner. I really tried to balance all obligations and listen to people. I've learned how to delegate effectively, how to hear all the different voices on the table. And I think I have a much greater willingness to go into this job, to go into this office, not trying to impose my own will over what the right decision is.
Anthony says as a transgender woman, she has a keen interest in how government treats people.
My ability to enlist in the military got temporarily barred, and I believe it's still working through the courts. On the state level, there were a couple initiatives that people tried to pass through, commonly and colloquially referred to as the bathroom bills. And so those are just two instances. I'm not saying the county commission has taken away anything from me. I mean, but that is kind of the genesis and the origin of feeling compelled to want to be part of government to make sure that it helps everyone.
Robbie Anthony's opponent is the two-term incumbent Al French. French has also served on the Spokane City Council. He's an architect and developer by vocation. When asked to list his accomplishments, French says the county has reduced the size and cost of government.
We've undertaken a number of measures to streamline processes, to eliminate departments, to make sure that we're getting the taxpayers full value for the dollars and making sure that government works efficiently and effectively for them.
French says he's also been good at helping to bring new business to the county.
The rate of growth on the West Plains has been greater in the last 7 years than it was in the previous four decades. We got Caterpillar, we've got Odom, Wimco, a whole series of corporations that have located out there.
Al French is the chairman of the County Law and Justice Committee. He says despite facing a several million dollar shortfall last year, the county managed to keep the Sheriff's Department budget stable. As for the county budget, the commissioners chose not to go to voters last year to seek more than a 1% increase in property taxes. For now, he says the county can manage with what it has.
Quite frankly, the economy is doing very well right now, and we're bringing in some good businesses. We're creating new revenue through business expansion, not expansion of taxes. And so, I think we're going to be fine for another year or two, and we're going to continue to work the legislature. I mean, our biggest obstacle is the state legislature forcing unfunded mandates onto us and robbing our local taxpayers of taxpayer dollars that they want to spend on local priorities, and the state is spending it on state priorities.
French is a vocal opponent of a new state law that will require Spokane County to expand its Board of Commissioners from 3 members to 5 by the year 2020. It's a law he says targets Spokane County. He's talked about suing to stop it from being implemented. Though Robbie Anthony won the primary, their race only counted votes from their district. The general election will include voters from the entire county. Al French believes that will benefit him. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.